GPs and pharmacists administering vaccines are expecting a surge in bookings for children to get the free flu vaccine and say it will put pressure on their struggling workforce. From Friday, children aged 3 to 12 years old will be able to get immunised against the flu after health officials were told of an increase in preschoolers being hospitalised with the illness this winter. And from tomorrow, a second COVID-19 booster will be available 6 months after the first one to anyone aged over 50, as well as health, aged care and disability care workers over the age of 50. Amy Williams reports.
Winter illness from the flu is putting extreme pressure on the country's health system, leading some hospitals to offer free GP consults to divert patients from turning up at emergency departments. Expanding the free flu vaccine can't come soon enough for those at Auckland's Viaduct today.
I think it's awesome. My daughter has had flu this winter, so I'm definitely going to get it for my boy here. He's 11.
Right now, with the flu pandemic a little bit coming in as well, I think like free flu shots, it's a good idea.
It's definitely a good idea. We've had a very bad flu season back home. Not so much COVID this year, but a terrible flu season. So, yeah, any boosters or anything that will help them, yeah.
Those on the front line delivering the vaccine say expanding access is welcome, but it comes with an added workload. Pakuranga Unichem pharmacist Vicky Chan says they've already had parents bringing their children in for the flu vaccine. Knowing it's free from Friday, she expects bookings to flow in.
With the peak of winter and all the logistic issues, a bit more notice would be great, but I think like we will just have to try to estimate the demand, because I can imagine, like, you know, once the news out, that we would definitely see quite a significant surge.
She says extending the free flu vaccine and second COVID-19 booster is a good move, but will put pressure on teams delivering the doses.
Our workforce has a very big problem with staff at the moment. So, but again, I think, like, you know, pharmacies are very good with just stepping up. So it definitely would put pressure onto the pharmacy team, because, you know, we are doing many things at the same time.
GPs are already struggling with the surge in winter illnesses affecting patients and their own health workforce. On the North Shore, Northcare Accident and Medical is seeing more people with winter illness. Its medical director, Dr. Peter Boot, says extending the free flu vaccine and second COVID-19 booster is a good move, and he expects a surge in bookings.
They may make a small amount of work in the short term, but they hopefully will prevent a lot of more serious illness.
He says the clinic has a COVID-19 vaccination centre and is well set up to cope with extra bookings.
We're probably better set up for vaccinating than we have been in previous years, because we've been doing huge amounts of COVID vaccination, and so our whole vaccination setups are very well oiled, and it's not difficult to push the flu vaccines through the same pathways.
Vicky Chan asks for extra understanding from people keen to get a free flu vaccination or second COVID-19 booster.
That will definitely see very significant increase in, you know, workload for our pharmacy team. So, patients, like, please be a little bit more patient with us.
The government is unlikely to introduce stricter COVID measures, such as compulsory face masks in schools or a change in the COVID setting, as pressure on the health system continues.
And just a little correction there, of course, that's aged care workers over the age of 30 who are eligible, not 50.